Hi, everybody. Well, welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And just before we get into the topic of jabs for babies, I just want to say that, you know, we put out these podcasts every day and they're all free to listen to. But we can't do it without your help. I've got a level with you. And so therefore, when you buy me a coffee or give me a donor, a box, a donation, that helps keeps the show on the road. Without that, I'm afraid the show will run out of road. And I really would appreciate it if you can take a moment. And all you have to do is click the link below, go to davidvance.net, and you'll see the donations box over there. If you can throw a couple of pounds in, whatever it is you can afford, that will be appreciated because that's what we need, quite frankly. And if you, some of you do it, most of you don't. But if you could, that would be much appreciated. Okay. That being said, let's move on to the story, which is all to do with the fact that, as entirely predicted, the UK has approved the COVID vaccine for babies. Yeah. The group that is absolutely at least risk to the alleged virus, it is now legal to vaccinate them. The medical watchdog, the MHRA, has said that the lower dose, oh, that makes it so much better, Pfizer jab is safe and effective for kids aged 6 months and above. Yeah. So let's just get the detail. Regulators have given the green light for all infants older than 6 months to get a special low dose formulation of Pfizer's jab. Well, actually, no, that's not quite correct. They've given the green light for all infants older than 6 months to get three doses of Pfizer's COVID jab. Its decision opens the door for number 10's vaccine advisors to choose whether under fives should be jabbed as part of the UK's vaccination strategy. That's the JVCI will make that determination. They absolutely will, no doubt about it. So far, authorities have held out on recommending jabs for infants due to concerns that the benefits don't outweigh any potential risks. Children rarely get seriously ill with the coronavirus, and the majority are thought to have already been infected. Well, there's no evidence of that, but they say that. And so anyway, we see a lot of charts, but the MHRA, our good friends at the MHRA, which is absolutely useless, has made the decision after reviewing data from an ongoing trial. It's suggesting that more than 4,500 infants were given a small 3 microgram dose of the vaccine. But that's about a third of the strength, allegedly, of that which adults get. Oh, you mean the dose that causes the myocarditis, the pericarditis, the Bell's palsy, all those things? Yeah, it's only a third of that strength. Oh, right, and we should be relieved about that. I see. Older children, of course, get the 10 micrograms. That should do the trick for them. So what they're saying is that the jab is given as 3 injections in the upper arm, with the first 2 doses being given 3 weeks apart. So the kids, as I said, they're going to be given 3 jabs of mRNA gene therapy in their little arms. That is what has been approved by the MHRA. It's totally safe, totally effective. So the decision now lies with the Commission on Human Medicines. The JVCI will decide under what circumstances this then becomes, enacted. So they're all very happy about this. They all think it's really safe. There's nothing to worry about. And, look, quite honestly, why are these conspiracy theorists getting themselves in a tizzy about the fact that we want to put gene therapy into an age group which is mathematically almost zero risk from COVID-19. Yeah, it doesn't matter. We've got to protect them. No, you've got to protect your profits. All they're simply doing is they recognize there's this age cohort from 5-year-olds down to 6-month-old babies. That's a significant number of people. And those little people, little infants, will now be able to get the jab, and the profits of Pfizer will increase proportionately. And I'm sure they're working on one that can be given at birth, because then that the only part of the age spectrum that they can't go after is a baby between the age of birth and 6 months. That's the only age. Now, you remember when all this crap started? You remember them saying, oh, it's a deadly Spanish flu, but it only affects the elderly. Remember that? It only affects the elderly. Now it's, yeah, we've got to jab the six-month-olds. Do you know what I mean? That's what they've done over the space of 2 years. The process is called incrementality. In other words, you start slowly, you roll it, and then you roll it, and you keep rolling it. 70-year-olds, 60, 50s, 40s, 30s, 20s, teens, then into the single digits. And now below 5. That's how these monsters are operating. It's absolutely deplorable that they would do this. You know, we've talked about this often enough, the absolute how unnecessary this is from a medical point of view, from a, even if you want to go with the COVID myth, from the COVID point of view, the risk of a child of this from 5 years and under having serious COVID infection, it's so remote as to be almost zero. And yet they're saying, yeah, well, we can't risk that. We've got to jab them all anyway. So you can see what this is about. It's got nothing to do with COVID. It's got everything to do with profits. It's disgusting. It's immoral. And it's where we are. Thanks for listening.